Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, the 17th day of February, 2011, live broadcast. Former high-level federal government official, headed up large divisions of HUD, will be joining us, Catherine Austin Fitz, on the economy and what the globalists are up to, their latest activity. She'll be joining us in the last hour today. We're probably going to have Ray McGovern on. He was beaten up yesterday live on CNN for standing up during a Hillary Rodham Clinton speech and turning his back to her. And so even if he's unable to join us today, Ray McGovern will be popping in, obviously, in the next few days. But we'll be able to play that video and audio here for you. Former high-level CIA analyst George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan before him. So we're going to have Ray McGovern coming on. He got beat up pretty bad and cut and bruised and did not resist the security guard goons. So that is coming up. Also, the federal government, every few days now I see headlines like 10,000 websites shut down, 84,000 websites shut down. It's every few days now. They just put these messages up where your website used to be. But with 84,000 websites that were on a giant server platform system where their domain names were registered and where they were also serving their websites from, this was lawn mowing companies, pool companies, eBay sellers. I mean, the list went on. And it put up a message saying this site's been taken down for child porn. No judge, no jury, no conviction. And it turns out it's a mistake, but the feds are still keeping their websites. So they're beta testing the internet kill switch right now. And you talk about lawsuits, but the feds don't care. They control the courts. And even if they lose, they'll just use taxpayer money to pay that off. There's the headline. U.S. anti-child pornography operation accidentally shuts down 84,000 websites and put the message on the front page. Imagine you've got a pool cleaning company, you've got a car dealership. It happened to, there's a list of them. It's incredible. You've got a site that sells Beanie Babies. You got a site that sells pocket knives. You got a site that sells, you name it, oil paintings. It doesn't matter. And your customers go there to look about an order they've made or to shop or to see if they want to call you to come mow their lawn, and there's a message that you are a child pornographer. Oh, I mean, this is the ham-fisted tyranny of a mega government in your face. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as well today. Now, remember, earlier this week, we covered the Business Insider report. Wisconsin National Guard preps for worker unrest after governor unveils emergency budget. And now it is being likened to the situation in Egypt, what is now unfolding in Wisconsin. This is a beta test as well. As the protest and demonstrations begin to unfold via austerity around the United States, like we've seen in the Middle East and in Europe, they're now beta testing the rollout of selling the public on having their benefits cut. So I've got some details that I want to go over on that front as well here today. A lot of important economic news. Glenn Beck is now coming out and saying boycott Google. It is all coming up today. Please stay with us right here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's like watching prophecy unfold. Everything the globalists have promised to do to the once free societies that make up human civilization is being carried out in an orchestrated, focused, highly choreographed way. But at the same time, the resistance is mounting at a level that the globalists in their own white papers admit they did not expect. So the battle is joined. Thank you for joining us. It is the 17th day of February, 2011, on this live Thursday edition. Catherine Austin Fitz, a former high-level government official in HUD, will be joining us to get into the economy, the continued implosion in the housing market, and her forecast, joining us in the last hour. Former high-level CIA analyst was beaten up for simply standing up and turning his back to Hillary Clinton. You don't do that to a god. And we're working on getting him to pop in on the show. McGovern bloodied and arrested at Clinton's speech. So we're working on getting him to pop in during the broadcast today. Looking at economic news, downgrades loom for U.S. states. And that means that the borrowing prices, just like third world countries, have high borrowing rates when they borrow fiat currency from the bankers. So now the states, if you think they're already bankrupt, just wait as they are downgraded. We're going to be breaking that down. Just wait till the U.S. is fully downgraded worldwide. Hu Jintao, the G20, and others are helping downgrade the psychology and support of the dollar right now ahead of its actual death as the world reserve currency. That if folks think the economy is bad off now, you ain't seen nothing yet. If the treasonous, treacherous globalists running our nation are able to basically complete their operation. Also, Bloomberg reporting consumer prices in U.S. climb more than forecast on food and fuel. Gold is also exploding. And again, that all orbits the fact that the dollar is devaluing. England did have a 3.8% inflation rate. Now this year it's set to be 4% and expanding. Not per month, that's per year. I misread that a few days ago on the show, so that's a correction right there. But the issue is it's stagflation. England has a much lower growth rate. What is it, about 2% versus the 4% inflation? So that is stagflation that we haven't seen since the 1970s, and that's a bellwether of what's going to happen here in the United States. And remember, it's always worse than what we're even hearing because governments are on record cooking the numbers when it comes to what real inflation and unemployment numbers are. So continuing, consumer prices in U.S. climb more than forecast. Fed officials split on stimulus, disappointed on growth. We're going to be going over that in more detail with Catherine Austin Fitz coming up today. Obviously, we're going to give you the latest developments here in just a few minutes on protests spreading in Bahrain. At least two dead in crackdown. Also, ABC's Miguel Marquez has been roughed up. Death reports vary. And they're reporting that the ABC reporter got hit with a billy club and had his camera taken. Of course, reportedly, one of the other big CBS reporters, they didn't tell us until yesterday, but reportedly last Friday in Cairo, was raped by 200 men. The problem is, if anybody's a globalist operative, it's that poor woman. And so they said that Anderson Cooper got beaten up severely. He got slapped on the back of the head a few times. So are they saying 200 men grabbed on her? That, of course, is terrible. Or did 200 men actually rape her? That would take quite a bit of time for 200 men to rape her. Let's say 1 minute per man, 200 minutes. I don't believe it. I'm just going to put it to you that way. I think it's another quasi hoax. She probably did get beaten up, may have even been raped, and the media just goes with the 200 number. And if you don't think the media won't run hoaxes, remember, it broke yesterday at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It did become the number one Google search term, and this probably hit bigger than any other Google search bomb we've ever launched. Conservatively, over 100 major publications picked up the story of Fox News dirty tricks against Ron Paul. And the search term, of course, was Fox News caught. And even major newspapers went with our headline, didn't give us any credit, but that's fine. I don't care. If you just joined us and don't know what happened, they got Ron Paul on several days after the CPAC poll was announced that he was the winner on Friday. They got him on Tuesday, and they said to Ron Paul, hey, watch this clip. And they played a clip of him being declared the winner at CPAC and said, look, he got booed. What do you think of that? And it turns out it was last year's CPAC. That itself was staged on record. We wrote about it. They only let Mitt Romney supporters in to the hall and then put a microphone in the crowd with them so they could boo when Ron Paul was announced the winner. And so that was a staged event last year. This year, they just replayed over and over again on Fox over the weekend and then again this week. On multiple shows, including a show that he was on, Mr. Himmer, the anchor of that hour, and said, well, you got booed this week. What do you think of that? And Ron Paul said, well, some people still don't like liberty. Well, it turns out that was all fake and a re-airing of last year's video. So Fox News' dirty trick against Ron Paul is no mistake. That's the latest article out by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, and it goes over all the details. In a statement, Fox Senior Vice President of News, Michael Clement, attempted to defuse the growing controversy over the incident by claiming it was all a harmless broadcasting error that we've now confirmed they aired over and over again. We made a mistake with some of the video we aired and plan on issuing a correction on America's Newsroom tomorrow morning explaining exactly what happened. I don't know if they issued that. Really? Is it plausible this was just another mistake? How about the myriad of other mistakes Fox News makes a habit of committing, mistakes that coincidentally all serve to disparage Congressman Ron Paul's message of liberty, freedom, along with his chances of becoming president? I don't know if I'm going to air this today because it's 10 minutes long, but in this article we have a video posted of a compilation of dirty tricks against Ron Paul. And you'll notice that most of the clips are from Fox News. Because CNN and MSNBC, they know most mainline Democrats aren't going to vote for Paul. They were going to go down hook, line, and sinker with the ship with Obama. They love getting conned. They know a lot of libertarians and real conservatives want to vote for Ron Paul. So they create this self-fulfilling prophecy that he can't win, though he's now winning scientific Gallup polls in first or second place, depending on which one you look at. Even though he's won the coveted CPAC poll. Now 2 years in a row. I mean, before Ron Paul won last year and now this year, the media said, my gosh, if you win this, you're going to win the presidency, like Ronald Reagan did in 79. But now it's this self-fulfilling Jedi mind trick of you didn't hear that. It doesn't matter. He's being booed. You're not for Ron Paul. Now, we shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket for Ron Paul. We should support him 110%. But also we need to run good candidates, and this is happening all over the country, on a true patriot platform against the globalist, against the Federal Reserve, against that unbeatable ticket of ideas at city council, county commissioner, state legislature. That's where the real fight is in every town and city and state that we live in. That's where the fight is. So another example of media manipulation there on that front. Again, later in the hour, I'm going to get into Bahrain protests, at least two dead in crackdown. Army locks down Bahrain. Police storm protests. They're having protests, some of them violent, in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Yemen. I mean, just basically everywhere. Libya braces for Day of Anger as ongoing demonstrations happen there. In sharp reversal, U.S. agrees to rebuke Israel in Security Council. But then you actually read the article, and it says, well, so that there's not a full rebuke of Israel in the Security Council. They're going to do a partial one, but now that was withdrawn when the Palestinians didn't agree to it. Hezbollah threatens Israelis anytime, anywhere. We're going to be going over that. Pakistani court delays case of detained American. Another report here out of Wynette News. U.S. clueless about Egypt. Farce of a committee hearing yesterday. Carter says Egyptian military likely to obey will of the people. That's just some of what we have there. And then we're going to, after we cover that, get into the mirror image beginning to unfold and develop here in the United States. Wisconsin National Guard preps for worker unrest after governor unveils emergency budget. Representative Paul Ryan on Wisconsin protest says, like Cairo, move to Madison. Obama on Wisconsin, collective bargaining law and an assault on unions, he says. I'm going to give you my take on all this. Again, Madison schools, others closed amid call for demonstrations. Thousands of teachers don't show up to work. Wisconsin Senate to vote on anti-abortion bill. In Wisconsin, teachers take students from class to protest. So the full-on revolt has begun there. And in Mexico, there are riots going on sporadically all over the country. When Calderon arrived in one city, there were just tens of thousands hitting the streets. He basically had to duck back into the building because of the surging crowds. The reports are the military is engaging in violence against protesters. Of course, a few years ago, we saw cases of them shooting protesters who were peaceful, including American protesters that were down there. This is what you see when the bankers turn off the money spigot worldwide. Oh, they're flooding the globe with dollars and yen and yuan and euros and SDRs, but they're flooding them to the central banks. They're keeping the bailout money to buy everything up while cutting everybody's pay, Then inflation goes up. People can't make ends meet. When people lose everything, they lose it, as Gerald Celente likes to say. But first, when we get back, the clearest evidence yet of the admitted premeditated desire to begin hacking up the internet and ending the web as we know it. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduce a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., many days into the fourth hour, Overdrive. We are here, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Ray McGovern, who was brutalized and arrested for simply turning his back to Lord Hillary Clinton, will be joining us coming up in the next segment. So I'm going to kind of bifurcate this incredible internet news and kind of cover some of it now, but then get back into more detail later in the hour and into the second hour. Then we'll open the phones up coming up in the second hour. But it's really very simple. The Internet was designed and built by DARPA and by the federal government. It was rolled out. It's been the only growth sector in our economy in the last 15 years, the only thing that's really allowed our economy to continue. And now under the Cybersecurity Act, it openly vertically integrates and forces the smaller companies to all be merged into a handful of mega corporations. And this, for more than a decade, has been the plan of the consortium of government, industry, and academic institutions known as Internet 2. How do we know all of this was coming? Because they lay out blueprints and give all the great reasons for it, but you can see what they're really doing. And they want taxes on the web. They want surveillance on the web, Internet IDs on the web. The federal government has announced they want to just be able to shut off your website or even remotely destroy your computer. That's what John McCain's been pushing for years, without a judge, without a jury, without anything. Now what's happening is Homeland Security and the Justice Department do go to a court, but it's kind of like FISA, where a judge signs one and then they can do a million-plus wiretaps with one order. It's not a real warrant. It's not a real seizure order. And the same thing's now happening every day or two. I see big articles in CNET News. I see articles in Wired. We write articles about it, where now if a site even links to torrents where people are streaming or sharing sporting events, you just put a link up there. They just shut your website down, and there's no recourse. That's just it. They just take over the DNS number and put a government Homeland Security message up there. And in fact, I'll put one of those articles on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers so you can see what these orders look like. But Kurt Nemo wrote an excellent article on this yesterday dealing with it. Kill switch beta, government blocks 84,000 websites. And if you scroll down on the article, you can see what the Homeland Security orders actually look like. Actually, Kurt didn't put one of the orders in his article, so we'll go over to the Gizmodo article, the other one you had up earlier, and show folks what the order looks like. Kill switch beta, government blocks 84,000 websites. Under the banner of fighting child pornography, the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice knocked out 84,000 websites last week. The websites did not host or link to child pornography, as the government claims. As part of Operation Save Our Children, ICE's Cybersecurity Crimes Center has again seized several domain names, but not without making a huge error. Last Friday, thousands of site operators were surprised by a rather worrying banner that was placed on their domain, reports Torrent Freak, a tech site. And it said advertisement, distribution, transportation, receipt, and possession of child pornography constitute federal crimes that carry penalties for first-time offenders of up to 30 years in federal prison, a $250,000 fine, forfeiture, and restitution was the message visitors to the sites were greeted with after a judge signed a seizure warrant and Big Sis contacted the domain registers and instructed them to point the domains in question to a server that hosts the above warning issue message. And there it is on screen. Now imagine 84,000 plus websites, car dealerships, dog grooming places, lawnmower outfits, you name it, were on these server systems, and your customers go to your website and they see a Homeland Security seal saying this website's got child porn on it. And when you read deeper into the admissions, there was no porn period on any of the sites. The feds just do whatever they want. And all the globalists have to do, they want to take your site down, whether it was Facebook, but you know it's not going to happen to them, or MySpace, or whatever the case is. They go post an image, even if it's not child porn, claim it is, file the report, boom, your website's gone, and the message is put up that you are a child pornographer. This is the beta test for the complete and total takeover of the Internet. And after Ray McGovern leaves us, I'm going to get more into this. So anybody that doubts that they can do this, that's what the Obama kill switch is. He says the Cybersecurity Act oh, if there's a flu problem or a terror threat or an economic threat, we'll just shut off all websites or selective sites and point people at our messages. And so that's it right there. This is beyond the Chinese communist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
On Facebook and Twitter, journalists posted on-the-spot reports. Protesters coordinated their next moves. And citizens of all stripes shared their hopes and fears about this pivotal moment in the history of their country. Millions worldwide answered in real time, "You are not alone, and we are with you." Then the government pulled the plug. Cell phone service was cut off, TV satellite signals were jammed, and internet access was blocked for nearly the entire country.
So this is America.
The government
this is America.
Who are you? To communicate with each other. And it did not want the press to communicate with the public.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was live on CNN, Hillary Rodham Clinton giving a speech. While the federal government moves to openly put in an internet kill switch, and of course that's the headline out of USA Today, just yesterday, is that the federal government is worrying privacy experts by trying to pass a kill switch law. And there's Hillary up there saying how terrible it was that Hosni Mubarak had the internet shut down for much of a week a few weeks ago. And then Ray McGovern, another illustration of attacks on free speech, stands up, turns his back to Hillary Clinton. They're wearing his Veterans for Peace shirt. And we have photos up at Infowars.com. Was bloodied and bruised and did not resist and was drug out by the security guards. Headline, McGovern bloodied and arrested at Clinton speech. He's a retired CIA officer turned political activist. McGovern was a federal employee under seven U.S. presidents over 27 years, presenting the morning intelligence briefings at the White House for Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush. And, of course, he's also an Army veteran of the Vietnam era. He writes for ConsortiumNews.com. Ray, it's funny. You were just on last week, and I talked about seeing, of course, one of the big war criminals at a steakhouse here in Austin, Karl Rove, and we just simply stood up and said, we're not going to eat in the room with somebody like Hitler, with a war criminal, and we left. And you talked about how, and many times you confronted these people, you confronted Rumsfeld and about the lies about WMDs, then he lied again and said he didn't, and then you quoted him, and that was one of the more devastating exposés ever done on live TV. But now they're really getting rough with you, almost like this is East Germany or something, right?
Yeah, actually, the East Germans were much more gentle. I'm licking my wounds here, Alex, thankfully the x-rays have come back and there were no bones broken. A lot of blood. Outrage just doesn't do it. I was standing, not saying a word. Sure, my back was to the secretary. The only thing she could see was veteransforpeace.org, if she could, you know, read that small lettering. On the front of my shirt, of course, I had Veterans for Peace. And I just was trying to show the people there at DW and Hillary Clinton that not everyone agrees with the quixotic and immoral policies that she is a prime mover for. She's never known a war that she didn't love, and she keeps threatening Iran for no specific reason other than her devotion, her very sincere and very close devotion to the interests of Israel. So there is a person that is a bad influence on the whole world. And it troubled me deeply to see everybody applauding so generously and sitting down so respectfully. I was not about to do that. So I stood, turned my back, and you know, I was focused just in the back of the room and I had completely blindsided when this early, 250-pound guy in a suit, as he grabs me from the side, crawling over four women who were to my left. And the next thing I know, I'm in the aisle, and I didn't know who he was. I was in such shock that I forgot the drill in the Code Pink manual, which says as soon as they do that to you, you scream what you want to scream, and you let the whole world know what you're standing for. I couldn't even do that. I was so shocked until I get toward the back, and then I said, "So this is America, huh? This is America." And then it struck me, I didn't know who these guys were. And so I said, well, who are you? And, of course, they never got an answer to that. So it's pretty egregious.
So basically, private goons or secret police, we don't know, tackle you, bloody you all over your body. Photos are up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, also Partnership for Civil Justice that originally took and posted the photos. Free speech is so deadly dangerous, even at George Washington University, that if somebody quietly stands up and turns their back, they've got to be punished. Obviously, this wasn't assault on you, Ray. Breaking this down, walk through, for those that are listening on the radio, again, where you were, the atmosphere, what happened, and what they did to you once they had manhandled you and tackled you and drug you out.
Yeah. Well, the scene was George Washington University, an auditorium there. The indigenous, so to speak, the people who were invited were incredibly respectful, too respectful to my lights of the secretary. And I stood there for the first couple minutes, and what happened to me, I just explained. I was dragged out, and then, you know, they put two sets of handcuffs on me, you know, the metal kind that bites into your skin. There's blood all over the back of my pants, my blood. And I, you know, was bleeding profusely, so I said, hey, you got some gloves? And they put me in the EMT thing that rolled up and took my vitals, and the next thing I know, I'm discharged, or not discharged, but given over to the D.C. police on charges of what do they call it, conduct, disorderly conduct, and I'm taken up to the precinct there and put in this little cell of the size that Bradley Manning occupies, you know, about 10 feet by, maybe 4 feet. And spent the next 3.5 hours there and let out in the evening. And they said, I'd go home. You're on, you know, you got to go to court on this, you disorderly conduct guy. And so I went to the hospital in my neighborhood. They dressed my wounds and took the x-rays. And as far as I know, there are no fractures. And I'm just, you know, bruised and battered. But I tell you, if Americans don't stand up to this kind of treatment, then they're not going to be standing up anytime soon for anything.
Well, in my own experience, when George W. Bush had me arrested at a press conference for politely asking a question, and if folks want to see it, just search Alex Jones arrested for asking George W. Bush a question. They twisted my arm so far behind my back, once I got outside, I wasn't resisting. It's all on video, that I still have a torn rotator cuff, but I don't like surgery, so I've never fixed it. Then in New York, I was arrested for demonstrating peacefully, and they grunted when they put the handcuffs on, and of course it cut my hand with every bit of force. And this is really a form of torture and a form of recrimination. And so they bloody you. You've got cuts all over you, bruises all over you, cuts from the handcuffs. They jump on you, and then you're the one that's disorderly. Instead of just leading you out, they escalate the situation. I hope that you engage in some type of counterclaim or a FOIA request. Did the police get the names of the people that tackled you?
The big brutal guy, and he was the guy that hurt me most, is as yet unknown to us. But this, you know, you can see his photo there as he drags me out. So I'm told that it won't be too hard to find out who he is and who told him to do what he did. That would be my interest to find out whose orders he was following.
Probably State Department Security Service. I'll tell you a story. I was at Bilderberg 2008. Obama and Hillary there for their secret meeting. The press didn't know where they were for over a day when they disappeared. We knew. We saw them go in. And the day before that, I'm at the nearby hotel to cover Bilderberg. And we're there at the bar eating hamburgers and, you know, some of us drinking beer. And these big burly guys come in and start asking if we want to engage in terrorism with them or if we want to attack the State Department with them. They know how to get in. And then later I did identify and see them at the Bilderberg meeting once it was shut down. They were State Department Security Services and U.S. Marine Corps. Isn't that a violation of posse comitatus, Ray, to have federal secret police running around trying to provocateur?
Well, if they're active duty military, yes. But, you know, the broader question, Alex, is so it's illegal. So what's your problem? I mean, we do lots of illegal things now for the last decade, and we're the sole remaining superpower of the world, and you just better watch out, because what happened to Alex or what happened to Ray could easily happen to you. That's the message.
Let me ask you this, Ray. Aaron Dykes, a year ago, went to UT, an open event with thousands, with Karl Rove, and they only took written questions, so during the questions, he stood up and, you know, said, what about the Downing Street memo, the White House memo? What about the fact that you guys lied about WMDs? And he didn't resist. They took him out and charged him. I mean, so I guess in America now, if you ask a question, you get beat up or charged or both. I mean, is that a free society, Ray?
Well, it's verging on that. You know, Alex, I can't avoid the opportunity to read a couple of sentences from Hillary Clinton's speech. It was three paragraphs after she watched me be brutalized by by those goons, and she shows complete sensitivity to using violence against protesters. This is what she said. What happened is once again using violence against protesters who are seeking basic freedoms. Now, she's talking about Egypt. She's talking about Iran, okay? And then she says, you know, what they do is they stood and they marched. You know, she's reading this thing. And it seems to be, or at least pretends to be, completely oblivious of what just happened four paragraphs before. The woman is a menace. I mean, you know, whatever she learned at Yale Law School, where she shares the laurels with her husband and with the likes of John Yoo, I mean, it wasn't justice. It may have been some laws or something, but even those laws are sort of applicable only if this privileged class of dignitaries say they're applicable. You know, I do a little aside here. I was reading cables 2 months ago from Tunisia, and there's one from the ambassador talking about this splendid palace that he was treated to dinner at, and it was just really over the top. They had frozen custard flown in from Algeria, and they had a tiger in a cage, just like Saddam Hussein's son used to have. And he reports this, and then at the end he says, you know, the people are suffering, and they don't have enough to eat, okay? Now, reverse that. And have somebody from Egypt or Algeria or Tunisia reporting from Washington and having attended the wedding of Hillary Rodham Clinton's daughter, okay, in which over $1 million was invested. It would be the same thing, you know. Americans can't find a job.
And you've got one of the sons of the banksters that are robbing us that she's marrying.
Yeah, they fund these weddings and so forth. So, you know, it's just a matter of time. I think Noam Chomsky was on Amy Goodman this morning, and I think he's got it right. They'll do this to us as long as we sit back and say, oh, well, you know, not to order to me. To those upstarts like McGovern, you know, or like other people.
Absolutely. We're almost out of time with you. I want to commend you for what you've done, and others should obviously follow in your example if they have the courage and understand how high the stakes are if we don't start saying no to this open corruption. But not just after they drug you out, right before they drag you out, and we were playing the clip earlier, she's talking about the Egyptians standing up, getting involved, the internet, and then how horrible Mubarak was to cut the internet off. But then meanwhile, it's all over our news. The feds just shut down 84,000 innocent websites this week. They're openly calling for an internet kill switch. They're openly saying the government needs to be able to redirect the entire internet or part of it to their messages if they see fit. I mean, we see a real move by the old line corrupt corporate media and government circling the wagons against the American people because they know the type of flare-ups we see in Egypt and Mexico and now in Wisconsin are coming to every city and town in America. What's your take on the internet kill switch and the trial balloons being sent up to sell us on getting rid of the free web and the Pentagon saying that we're about to be hit by internet terrorists and that we need to get rid of internet freedom because of the Stuxnet when it's admitted that Israel and the U.S. launched the Stuxnet? They've got a lot of bravado to launch the attack, admit tacitly they did it, and then call for the end of the internet freedom because of their own attacks. Are you worried about a false flag on the web?
Well, you know, I'm not technically proficient enough to be intelligently worried, but when I look at all the other things that are going on, and when I know things that not many Americans know, the Pentagon guy who runs all this stuff, his name is Keith Alexander, and he was head of NSA and still is, and now he heads up this cyberspace, cyber war new agency. Now, why do I single him out? Because he lied through his teeth. When a congressional member of the House Intelligence Committee, went out to see him and asked him whether they were snooping, whether they were eavesdropping on Americans, he said, "Oh no, we would never do that." Too bad for him, but the New York Times had already told the White House that James Risen's book was coming out with chapter and verse about this activity. So he lied to Congress. That's a felony, okay? Now, the congressman in question called him on the carpet and said, look, you're never going to get another promotion. And guess what? He gets another promotion and another agency. So you've got a bunch of very corrupt people there, and they'll do whatever the likes of Hillary Clinton and, I'm sad to say, Barack Obama tell them to do.
Ray, I know you're extremely busy today. We're going to break. If you can't do it, that's fine. But I'd like to come back and do five brief minutes with you on Iran saying they're sending ships to the Med, and on just a snapshot, since we talked to you last week, on your take on what's happening in the Middle East. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, we only got 45 seconds before the break. Tell us about Consortium News.
Well, I'm very proud to have found, run by an investigative reporter, I think is probably among the five best in the country. His name is Robert Perry. He had the guts to quit his profession as a writer and analyst for AP, for Newsweek, for Frontline, because they wouldn't let him. Up his own website in 1995.
We're going to talk more about it on the other side. It's consortiumnews.com. We're with InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You look like an angel. Ray McGovern, a former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, Vietnam veteran. He is our guest for five more minutes. Iran's state-run TV, Press TV, has confirmed they are trying to get gunboats through the Suez Canal, trying to get permission from Cairo right now. Israel calls that a war provocation. in the Jerusalem Post and AP and says they may respond with force. So I guess everybody else is allowed to have warships in the Mediterranean, but I guess this is some type of blockade. What do you make of that and other developments? Give us a quick snapshot on that, Ray, of what's unfolding right now in North Africa and the Middle East.
Well, the short answer, Alex, is that there's a big loser, a really big loser in what's happened over the last 4 weeks, and that is Israel. For the last 32 years, they've had no reason to worry at all about their western and their southern flank, and that gave them free rein to do what they've done against Lebanon, against Gaza, against the West Bank Palestinians, and so forth. They can't depend on a secure southern western border now because, the situation is totally new in Egypt. Now, everyone says they want a democracy in Egypt. Even the Israelis say that. But they don't really, because you know what a democracy would mean. The polls show that the Egyptians hate the Israelis. Why? Not because of their wanted democracy, but because of their policies. And so unless Israel changes its policies toward their Palestinian brothers and sisters, the brothers and sisters of many of the Arabs in Egypt, and there are 80 million people there, of course, unless the policy changes, they stand to countenance a neighbor to the south that has strong feelings about what they do to other Palestinians, to the Palestinians in Gaza, for example. Now, how does that translate into your question? Well, you know, if the Israelis want to mount some sort of provocation to divert attention or just to show their muscle, they could easily cause a crisis in the Suez Canal or nearby on pretenses that these Iranians are actually causing the provocation. I would hope that Obama would put a bug into Netanyahu's ear and say, look, Benjamin, we're not going to come to your aid if you get involved in a war with Iran. But I have no guarantee, Alex, that Obama has enough backbone to say or to do that. And so the initiative, once again, is in the hands of those Israeli leaders. And if they see it to their advantage to stir up things in the Middle East, they're going to go ahead and do so with the full expectation that our Congress, in the influence of the Israel or with the Likud lobby is what I call it, will applaud and pass an approving measure by 420-10 or something like that. So the situation is dicey, and the reason it's dicey is because Israel has lost an awful lot here, and I don't know what they'll do to redress their position. But I can't visualize the Israelis sitting back and say, it's going to be really interesting to watch Wolf Blitzer on CNN and see what's going on. No. Suleiman, the torturer, he was their man in Cairo. He doesn't seem to be in the picture anymore, but I don't know where he is. Maybe he's in Sharm el-Sheikh consulting with the other Israelis. In other words, they have plenty of influence there. They have plenty of people upon whom they can depend in Cairo. And it's going to be really interesting to see what they choose to do. Not whether they choose to do something, but what the Israelis choose to do in reaction to what's happened to them.
So definitely, conflict in the Middle East is moving towards the front burner.
Well, I hope not, but it looks like it could. There's a degree of instability there now that did not exist just a short 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Ray, we're out of time. Thank God you didn't have any bones broken. Go with God. We'll talk to you again soon.
A lot, Alex.
All right, we'll be right back with the Internet Takeover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.